This is an excerpt from a passage titled, West Will Remain in the Union, from 1790, and it is an excerpt from a letter from Rufus Putman in Manasseh Cutler's Life, Journals, and Correspondence, which was published in 1888. And it goes like this. In conversation with you at New York in July last, if I recollect right, you made this a question. Can we retain the Western country within the government of the United States? And if we can, of what use will it be to them? That they may be retained appears to me evident from the following consideration, that it will always be in their interest that they should remain connected. It is true that flour, hemp, tobacco, iron, potash, and such bulky articles will go down the Mississippi to New Orleans for market, and there be sold or shipped to the Atlantic States, Europe, and the West Indies. And it is also admitted that the countries west of the mountains and below, or to the south of the junction of the Ohio with the Mississippi, may import goods from New Orleans. And then it is absolutely necessary that the people of the Western country should be possessed of the free navigation of the Mississippi River. It does not, however, follow from hence that it will be for their interest to lose their connection with the Atlantic States. But the contrary will appear if we consider that all the beef, pork, and mutton from a very great part of the Western country will come to the seaports of Virginia, Maryland, and Pennsylvania to market. Also, most of the furs and skins, etc., obtained by the Indian trade can be sent to those places and New York, much more to the advantage of the West Country people than they can be sent to New Orleans and Quebec. Besides, all the goods for carrying on the Indian trade, as well as supplying the inhabitants, even to the Kentucky and Wabash countries, are at present imported into that country from Philadelphia, Baltimore, Alexandria, etc., much cheaper than they can be obtained from New Orleans or Quebec. There is also not the least doubt, but when the navigation of the Potomac is completed with the carrying place to the Monongahela, according to the plan of the undertakers, the transport of goods into the Western country will be lowered 50%. And should other communication be opened, which no doubt will be between the Susquehanna and Allegheny Rivers, James River, and the Great Kanawha, the expense of transportation will be reduced still lower. In short, from the seaports of the United States to Niagara, Detroit, or even to the Lake of the Woods, goods can be supplied much cheaper than from any other quarter. From this statement of facts, which I presume cannot be disproved, I conceive it fully appears to be the interest of the people of the Western country to remain a part of the United States. If it be said that they may be separated and yet retain all the advantages of trade here mentioned, I answer that it is possible, but by no means probable. For, admitting the separation was not hostile, it is by no means reasonable to suppose that the legislature of the United States would pay the same attention to the subjects of a foreign power as to their own. Nor is it to be presumed that those people will ever forget that while they remain a part of the Union, they will have their voice in the councils of the nation, and that no law can pass but what must affect their brethren on this side of the mountains as well as themselves. To be deprived of a commerce with the United States would be greatly to the injury, if not the ruin, of that country. And to voluntarily deny themselves a voice in the regulation of that commerce and trust themselves without any check or control in the hand of those whose interest would be distinct from their own is a folly I trust they will never be guilty of. But it may be said there are advantages to be gained which will overbalance all this lost. Pray, let us attend a little to this matter. Will they put themselves under the Viceroy of Canada? What will be their gain here? A legislative council of the king's own appointment gives law to the province, except that the whole is under the control of a military governor. A few, by permission from Lord Dorchester or somebody else, may carry goods into the Indian country, but returns must be made to Quebec. Surely, this government can never suit their genius, nor be for their interest. Nor is the advantage to be derived from the Spanish government much better. It is true that New Orleans will be a great mart for their produce, but it is very doubtful, if they were Spanish subjects, whether they would enjoy greater privileges than they might without. The inhabitants would certainly have no voice in the matter, but must be subject to the will of a despot. They could expect no indulgence, but what should comport with the interest of the governor and Spanish court. Perhaps the idea is that they should set up for a separate independent government. This maggot, I know, is in the heads of some people. Therefore, we will consider it a little and see if we can find it to be for their interest. For argument's sake, we will suppose the United States to consent to all this. We will suppose, moreover, that they grant a free trade to the subjects of this new government. And then, pray tell me, what they will be the better for it. It may be said that they want a free trade to New Orleans and thence to the sea, that while they remain a part of the United States, this is not likely to be obtained, that the interest of the old states and theirs in this respect is inconsistent with each other, that the object is first to separate themselves from the Union and then to clear the river of the Spaniards. This, I have heard, is the language of some people in Kentucky. But is it rational? Will the measure be for their interest? And if not for their interest, are we to suppose the measure will be pursued? Have these people considered that the United States are deeply interested in opposing such separation? Have they considered that driving the Spaniards out of the river will not give them a free trade to the sea? Do they know that the harbors of Pensacola and Havana are so situated that a few cruisers from them sent into the bay, that is the Gulf of Mexico, not one vessel in 1,000 going from or returning to the Mississippi would escape falling into their hands? No, sir. So far would such a measure be from giving them a free trade to the sea that it would put an end to their present market and all reasonable prospects of a compensation for the loss. Nor do I conceive that the interests of the Atlantic states and the Western country, as it respects the navigation of the Mississippi, by any means clash. For it is for the interest of the United States that flour, tobacco, potash, iron, and lumber of all kinds, with ships ready built, should be sent to Europe and the West Indies, by way of remittance for goods obtained from those countries. If hemp, flax, iron, and many other raw materials be of any use to be brought into the Atlantic states for the purpose of manufacturing, then it is the interest of those states that the navigation of the Mississippi should be free. If we would know the real advantage that country must be to this, remaining united, we ought to consider what probable mischief will ensue by a division. Among these should be reckoned the loss of more than $75 million in the sale of lands, an annual revenue of more than $160,000 on European and West India goods, with all the advantages that can possibly arise from the peltry trade. And what is a matter of serious consideration, it is more than probable, in case of a separation from the United States, that country would be divided between Great Britain and Spain, for I can see no reason to suppose they will maintain a separate existence. Then, I suppose the western boundary of the United States must be the Allegheny Mountains. A miserable frontier, this, and yet the best to be found if we give up the western country. That will require more expense to guard than the protection of all the western territory. The natural boundaries of the Great Lakes and the Mississippi River, added to the inhabitants of the western quarter, will give such strength and security to the old states, if properly attended to, as they must most sensibly feel the want of in case of separation. So, those are some ideas about why the West is going to remain a part of the United States.